Now back to Inside Hillcat Nation with your host and the voice of the Hillcats, Josh Haley.
We're back on Inside Hillcat Nation, joined by Roger State men's basketball head coach, Justin Barkley. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today.
I appreciate it, Josh. Just excited to be here and really getting ready to start a new season.
First things first, let's talk about, you know, obviously last season cut short. How big of a sigh of relief was it for you and your guys to just be able to get back on campus, back in the classroom, back practicing?
Well, I tell you, you know, anytime you go in a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic, which obviously we're not out of, but, you know, just really left an uncomfortable feeling how that all ended. I thought that team, that group of young men, our staff, our university athletic department deserved a little bit better ending. But you know, when you've had some time to reflect and you look back on it, I mean, you're very, you know, pleased, satisfied with what you were able to accomplish in such a short amount of time with some new guys. I mean, walking into a new league, the expectation level got moved up quite a bit, and what we were able to do in a short time, it's definitely a season we'll never forget.
You led RSU to the NAIA National Tournament, being here well over a decade now. Then you guided the Hillcats through the struggles of the transition to D2, which I don't think anybody could fully understand unless they go through it like you and the players did. You got RSU to their first NCAA tournament. It's really remarkable to have that much success in that quick of a time when you're transitioning. Did it fit your timeline? Were those your expectations?
Great question. I'll be quite honest with you. I remember when I got hired, I knew in the near future they were going to want to make a move to NCAA. And so obviously we had a short time trying to make that, you know, a big leap with some success in the national tournament scene with the NEI. So, you know, our recruiting philosophy was a little bit different than probably what it is today. And once we made that transition into NCAA Division II, you want to talk about a challenge, assembling a roster, and every communication you had with every young man is, hey, we want you to come here. Well, everyone's sold on the dream of national championship, and here all we had was a regular season for 3 years. And to be honest with you, I think the bar was set for me internally. I wasn't quite sure what we were jumping into with the league. You know, expectations, hey, let's try to have a winning record. And in year one, we won 16 games. And I've told a lot of people, that's, you know, from a win-loss standpoint, that's the lowest we've had in 10 years. But that's one of our more gratifying seasons with that group of kids we had, because they really set the tone, what we wanted to be moving forward. We had some really good young kids, but they bought in to a belief, a vision of what we were trying to do, big picture-wise. And then the next year we win 20. I'll be honest with you. You know, that team might have been better than the year that won the conference championship. We had a little bit tougher schedule, but we had some injuries, what people don't understand down the stretch, that really hurt us. But we've just been building, and be honest with you, we've caught breaks in recruiting. We've got high-level, high-character, really good basketball players, and it's just really meshed. So I've been fortunate to be at a good place. You know, I've had some people that's helped groom me, that's taught me a lot about, you know, how to run a program, and I don't have the answers, but I've tried to just surround myself with good people, and if you can do that, and I think good things will happen.
For those who don't know about it, college sports were basically suspended indefinitely and then ultimately canceled last year, right before the NCAA tournament was supposed to start, but you knew you were in. That process had already happened. What was the feeling like when you saw your name on the screen during the NCAA tournament selection show?
You know, I think we had a good feeling we were going to be in the tournament. You just didn't know where your seed was going to be. Because, you know, each week that we're doing, you know, kind of similar to Division I, you kind of, they'll have a some regional seedings from week to week. But once you see your name on the selection show and you just see the happiness from your guys, I mean, there's not a young man that's in our program that's ever been a part of a college basketball national tournament. That's very difficult. There's 300-plus Division II schools, okay? We were picked 11th preseason in our conference. Now, some of that I do understand. We're a new team in a new league. Kind of got to go prove yourself. But not only was it our players, you saw the happiness from our students on campus, our administration. It just is a lot of work put in, and I'm glad we were able to have that moment, to be honest with you. It's something I'll always remember. You know, I'm still holding over our guys' heads. We've never played an NCAA tournament game, but we were an NCAA tournament team. That's something that will never be taken away from us. It was a special year, and I was happy to have them for that group.
When you go back to the MIAA tournament last year, you win your opening game over Pitt State, so you win a conference tournament game in your first ever MIAA tournament game. Did you feel like at that time that that was a must-win to get an at-large bid if you didn't go on and win the whole conference tournament?
I'll be honest with you. Internally, me, yes. I didn't want to, you know, put that on our basketball team. I wanted us to play loose and free, be the team that we had been playing like down the stretch. But for me, yes, I don't think you never put your fate in somebody else's hands. And when there's automatic bids out there for winning a conference tournament, and there's still some teams kind of on that, you know, bubble, I thought it was very important that we got another win. Let's get to the semifinals of that tournament as the 2 seed. That was a very important game for us.
You won 12 of the final 13 regular season games last year. At what point did you see that this group could really do something special?
I'll be honest. I thought the opening weekend, I believe you traveled with us.
Yep, down to Texas.
I got a little bit of a taste of our personnel, our competitive spirit, our ability to play as a unit. We were not a made team then, but I thought you got a glimpse of what it could be like. Now, I thought we hit a little bit of a wall when we came back from Christmas break. We had lost, if I remember, 3 straight games. And a little bit of a challenging time. I think at that point we drew a line in the sand. Like, what do we want to be? For you seniors, like, this is it. Your career's coming to a close. Do you want to be a team that falters down the stretch, or do you want to find a way to let's buckle down and let's get this thing done together? And, you know, the team, you know, I would never say we ever doubted ourselves. That was never the case. We just kind of hit a little bit of a snag. Easily, the 2 games we lost right out of the break was at Northwest Missouri and Missouri Western, who finished 4th in the league or 3rd. I can't remember. So it wasn't like we lost to some poor contenders. We were very challenged. But our guys responded to the challenge. And obviously winning 12 out of 13, I'll be honest, I can't even remember. I didn't realize we won that many games like we did. And, you know, a lot of those were on the road. And I knew pretty quickly we were battle-tested.
I'm glad you brought up the road factor there, because you've always been good at home, including 11-2 at the Expo last year. But your team ends up winning its final 7 true road games. In this conference, with the attendance numbers like they are, how mentally tough did your group have to be to go and string together win after win in these tough road environments?
You nailed it. I mean, we had some tough guys. And anytime you're in competitive sports, you understand how difficult it is to get on a bus, travel to someone's comfort area, which is a home court, and I try to tell our guys, as soon as we walk in this arena, we're down 10 points, you know, because this is a new environment. This is a new place. We don't have fans really cheering for us. It's kind of us against, you know, the rest of the arena. But those guys were mentally tough. They took whatever I threw at them, and I threw a lot at them. And I think it just talks about the resiliency of them, their character. And that wouldn't have happened if they didn't believe in one another. I just watched it kind of come together, and it was a lot of fun. When I had time to reflect, and we've all had plenty of time to reflect over the last few months, that was probably the most gratifying thing, just to watch them come together and be able to have that moment.
Right smack dab in the middle of that road winning streak and down the stretch, you go into 11th-ranked Missouri Southern in Joplin. 26 games straight they had won at the Leggett and Platt Athletic Center. Did your guys know how successful they had been at home and how tough they had been at home going into that game?
Good question. It's not something we really talked about. But I think any team that's trying to take that next step, you know, all right, we're good. We think we're a pretty good team, but we need a signature win. We need a win that people's like, wow, that was a big one. And I think, you know, leading up into it, there was a lot of unknowns. You know, Raj was battling some back pain. Brewster hadn't practiced the previous 3 days with the flu. Chris Miller and Gabriel Ferreira, massive foul trouble very early in that game. They got a first-team All-American big man. And there's a lot of unknowns. And right there, I mean, I thought our guys really competed, and we made a lot of really tough shots, and then our momentum started kicking in. I think that type of win, we were able to say, hey, listen, we do belong. We can play with extremely high-level teams. We had a lot of respect for Missouri Southern. We were fully aware of, you know, their national ranking and what they were able to do. And it was just a really good game for us because I thought it springboarded us into the next 10 to 15 games.
And we definitely saw the rankings reflect that. So not only does it give you that respect out to everybody else, but internally, when you win a game like that over a program like that, does it tell you, if we're right, we can do anything on any given day?
Absolutely. You know, we're playing Northwest Missouri, who quite honestly, I mean, this is no disrespect to the Division I teams we played last year, but that was the best team we had played. That might have been the best team I've coached against at the small college level in my 10 years. And, you know, we're tied up or down two with about 8 or 10 minutes to go, and to be quite, we're throwing everything we can at them. And they did go on a run there that really popped us in the mouth, but at that point, I was like, all right, we're pretty close. We need just a big win, a signature win, but it really helped us finding our groove on the road. I think it's never easy in this league, and I don't care where you're playing games, but you've got to have a sense of toughness between the ears if you're going to have success anytime you leave your comfort zone. And I'll tell you what, those attendance figures are legit. Playing some of those places, you know, I had some coaches tell me walking into this league, I was trying to do some research. They were pretty spot on. You know, Justin, it's like playing in a Division I league. You're going to walk into some environments of arenas of 4,000 to 5,000. There's going to be 3,500 people in there. Some places 2,000. There's a great environment, band. There's a lot of juice in the arena. You better be able to bring it. And I think our kids really did a good job feeding off that.
When you look at some of those environments that you were able to go in and win at throughout the season, and we talk about kind of the top teams in the MIAA, but from top to bottom, I mean, there was just no gimme games last year. There wasn't one or two teams where you said, okay, we can relax a little bit tonight. You just didn't have it last year.
No, the coaching, first off, is top-notch. These are proud, historical programs at this level. I believe there's two or three teams, two for sure, that are in the top 10 in nationally in the country for program wins. And I'm quite certain one of those is Washburn University, another one is Fort Hays State, and that's not counting Northwest Missouri, who's won two out of the last three national championships. Central Missouri won one in the last 10 years. This was a massive jump. You know, that's what's been kind of exciting to see what's happened for Rogers State. I don't know if people quite understand the jumps we've made from NEI to the Heartland Conference, and to be associated with such a historical league. I mean, we play our conference tournament in famous Municipal Auditorium in downtown Kansas City, where they've hosted the most NCAA Division I Final Fours in the history. Like, that's not happening just anywhere. So it was really cool.
As challenging as it is to go and play in those tough road environments, there's got to be a little bit of it where it's like, man, this is a lot of fun at the same time, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you kind of find yourself getting wrapped up into the environment. It definitely gets it can get your juices going. You know, not to have any disrespect for the Heartland Conference, because it was definitely very good for Rogers State, but it was a big jump. You know, you could go somewhere and play in front of maybe 150 to 200 fans, but that's not the case anymore. Everywhere you're going, you better be ready, because you're going to feel the crowd running out of the tunnel.
Well, as much as I've talked about the road environments now, I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about how special, of course, the Claremore Expo Center is. And the crowd, of course, really showed up last year, as they always do. But with the crowd environment at the Expo, it fits right in with the MIAA, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I'd be remiss not to, you know, who knows? This might be the only coaching stop I have in my career. I may have five more. I mean, who knows? But I can tell you, what we've been able to accomplish and what we've been able to do, and a lot of the credit goes to our administration first, of really promoting our games. Secondly, our community and our own campus students have really embracing our program. You know, anytime we lace them up at the expo, I feel like, hey, we've got a great shot at winning this thing. I don't care who we're playing. And I think that's kind of been the case. Not that it's ever been easy, but I feel great that our crowd's going to give us an edge that we're looking for. Our guys have really responded and enjoyed playing there. And I think credit goes to a lot of people, and we're just thankful to call it home.
Your team was ranked as high as 15th last year in the NABC poll. And I know you had bigger goals than just a ranking and just a number, but when you look back on it, it's got to be, you know, satisfying, and I would imagine a pretty good recruiting tool to say, not only were we ranked that high, but we stayed in the rankings, you know, the final month, 5 weeks of the season.
Well, I mean, anytime you're in college athletics and we're constantly, as coaches, looking for things to sell. We're salesmen, and we're all constantly recruiting. But, you know, you don't try to just ever, you know, rest on a number or a ranking. It's great. I think people recognize some of the success that we were having within that year. But, you know, we've tried to look at the big picture, what we've been able to accomplish over the last 10 years, and hopefully it's able to stand on its own two feet. But, yeah, absolutely. Top 15 in a very challenging, difficult league. First year, there's new things coming at us. We're learning as we go. And I think once my career is probably done, you look back on, wow, that was a really special ride.
We'll take a quick break here on Inside Hillcat Nation, and when we come back, continue talking with Roger State men's basketball coach Justin Barkley right here on RSU Radio.